AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's taken almost a week, but Amtrak trains are running again between Philadelphia and New York. The first trains pulled out about an hour and a half ago. And there's a new safety system on the tracks now in both directions. It will automatically engage the brakes if the train is going too fast. Investigators say the train that derailed in Philadelphia was going 106 miles per hour when it flew off the rails. But engineer Brandon Bostian's friend James Weir says whatever happened, it wasn't Bostian's fault.
I know that he's hurting over it. I know that he's devastated over it. I know he doesn't remember anything.
Eight people died in the train wreck. More than 200 were injured. The investigation is ongoing. Surprise announcement from the White House this morning. Police departments around the country will no longer be able to get military-style equipment from the federal government. This comes after police and riot gear broke up racially charged protests in Ferguson, Missouri last summer. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
On the prohibited list, tracked armored vehicles, large caliber weapons, and bayonets. For other riot gear and specialized firearms, local political leaders will have to sign off, and new training will be required. These proposals aim to ensure police can deal with unrest, but not in ways that make them seem like an occupying army.
Now to Waco, Texas, where rival motorcycle gangs gathered for a meeting at a restaurant yesterday when apparently some sort of argument broke out in a restroom. By the time all the shooting was over, 9 bikers were dead, 18 injured. Police detained about 100 people. We're hearing there are hundreds of bodies lying in the streets of Ramadi after the Islamic State militants took the Iraqi town and executed civilians and soldiers. This is AP Radio News. It's over. Our Matt Small on last night's Mad Men finale.
After 7 seasons and 92 episodes, Mad Men ended its run last night. The AMC drama, set in the 1960s, centered on the life of Don Draper, a tortured advertising executive who was last seen seeming to find inner peace before achieving the greatest accomplishment of his career. Show creator Matthew Weiner promised a finale that was dramatic and appropriate. Many viewers agree, he delivered. I'm Matt Small.
Nissan says by 2020, it'll make vehicles that can drive themselves, but whether the government will allow those cars on the roads is still a question. Nissan says this morning it's making good progress in developing autonomous driving technology that will allow cars to navigate without human intervention. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.